Welcome back to Williams Stadium. Garden City splits their two games against Colby. They lose 4-1 in game one, but they bounce back with an 8-6 win in game number two. We roll on the Robinson Furniture Post game show and welcome in our player of the game. Brought to you by A&A Body Shop, the best shop in town, home of the Carlander. Designated hitter Caleb Metzen, who went 2-for-4 in game two with a pair of RBI. You came in off the bench in the opening game. Bit of a surprise, but you wound up playing quite well. You finished with 3 hits today. Tell me what you were looking for at the plate.
We knew that Colby was going to come in throwing fastballs. They weren't going to do anything we hadn't seen before. So a lot of our approach was to just jump the fastball when it came. And if you missed your fastball, you're going to have to deal with the sliders late in count. So we were told to be aggressive. We didn't do that very well the first game, but the second game came in, I felt like we did that a lot much better.
Talk me through that. Your first time up today, you came in for Wyatt. You worked yourself up 2-0, and you're able to knock in a single. Did you get a fastball on that at bat?
I did, yeah. A good feeling for me was, so I haven't gotten a lot of bats at this moment yet, and it was a really good feeling for me to hear a walkout song and to kind of hear everyone was kind of feeling the vibe I was feeling, so that kind of calmed me down a lot. So I was able to see the fastball I wanted to hit, and I punched it through.
Yeah, talk me through that, because you pitched against Butler and then you hit against Butler. You hit both times today. Is there something you prefer about being a two-way guy? Talk me through that.
I just love baseball. Being on the field is my favorite thing. It's something I want to keep doing when I'm past Garden City. So I just like helping my team win. We haven't experienced a lot of that. So I like being someone Coach O can rely on in any particular position he comes in, I come in. But it definitely is fun hitting the ball when it comes.
When did you start playing?
I started playing when I was like 4 years old. I used to play in the fairgrounds just with my dad when he would go there and watch other kids play. My dad's been coaching a long time, so it was really, he's kept me around the game a lot, and I grew up loving this game. I base a lot of my life around the game of baseball.
Did you come here a lot growing up watching Blockbuster games?
I did, man. It was a fun atmosphere, especially when they were winning. I remember old coaches yelling. I remember a lot of chippy moments. I remember all of it. It's a culture I wish we had here a little more, but yeah, I grew up watching awesome baseball games played on this field.
So talk me through this second game. You hit the RBI double your second time up, but the second time you come up, Colby's starting to come back. You come up with 2 outs and a runner on in Kalen. You find a way to knock one through. What were you looking for in that at-bat? Talk me through the pitch that you got.
Again, so I faced that pitcher before, and he's got a fastball that kind of cut in on. That's kind of what we talked about earlier. So we were told to be a little early on the fastball, kind of keep your hands inside it a little bit. So the first pitch, he throws me a ball, so I'm like, oh yeah, I see it. And it was a mistake pitch, so I was able to barrel it up and put it right where I wanted it. Get Kalen in, get Dawson in.
Well, Caleb, 3 hits for you today. Hope it's more tomorrow. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
On a great day.
Thank you so much.